Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
We'll begin with the Irish Independent this morning. There's a lot about fuel in the papers today because we have that Climate Change Advisory Council report saying that we're all relying on petrol and diesel and it's leaving us exposed to fuel price shocks. Well, the Indo says that we could be keeping lower petrol tax beyond July because the Energy Minister, Dara O'Brien, says the government is keeping the option open to extending excise cuts on petrol and diesel beyond the July 31st deadline, saying that global oil markets remain too unpredictable to make a firm call. Obviously, he'll be welcoming the news that we have the first oil tankers leaving the Strait of Hormuz this morning since April. We've 4 million barrels of oil leaving, but that's still not a lot in terms of the world context. So Dara O'Brien giving this big interview saying that he is open to keeping lower petrol tax beyond July. The Irish Examiner on the front page says that our mental health centres around the country are having to offer beds and medication only to the most distressed, extremely vulnerable patients because of chronic understaffing levels. And the people affected by this include people potentially experiencing severe depression, psychosis, mania, suicidal distress or extreme anxiety. So people in a lot of distress, not being able to get the vital services they need because of understaffing levels. A big report in the Irish Examiner about that. The Irish Times tells us legislation to remove the mandatory 3-day wait for abortion in early pregnancy looks set to pass the second stage in the Dáil tonight. This is because we heard yesterday that the Taoiseach, the Tánaiste and the Health Minister have all confirmed their support for the Sinn Féin proposal. So basically you have the leaders of Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, you have the Health Minister and you have Sinn Féin all seeing merit in abolishing the requirement for the 3-day abortion wait. That's on the Irish Times front page. The Irish Daily Mail, solicitors are being encouraged to maximise criminal legal aid payments by assigning multiple staff to individual cases. This is a confidential Department of Justice report. The department is warning over flouting of rules with multiple staff being assigned to one case to maximise the revenue from the legal aid scheme, is what this unpublished report or confidential report at the Department of Justice says, according to the Mail. And then the Irish Daily Star, Dubai and Good Riddance, they say that Daniel Kinahan is going to arrive back in Dublin from his Dubai cell by mid-July to face justice. So Kinahan will be home mid-July. But Daniel's brother Christopher and dad Christy are still believed to be in Dubai and they're facing imminent arrest, according to the Star. And a horrifying story on the front of the Irish Sun. The headline is Fire Pit Horror. A mother and her 5-year-old son were among 6 people badly burned when a liquid accelerant turned a garden fire pit they were sitting around into a fireball. This is absolutely frightening, and the mother and her 5-year-old son are in intensive care after the horror incident in Killarney, which happened on Saturday. Just people sitting around a fire pit, and this happened. A local firefighter, Martin Grady, telling the Sun it was heartbreaking seeing adults and children injured. And the most severe burns suffered by this mother and son called Christina and Tom Zajek, I think is how you pronounce their surname there. But everyone's thoughts will be with them. Really, really nightmare in the garden incident there. Inside the papers, the Irish Times, learner drivers in Raheny in North Dublin must wait at least 6 months before being invited to apply for a driving test and have to wait another 5 weeks before getting an appointment. It's the longest wait time in the state. We have a 10-week target for waiting for driving test wait times, but clearly in Raheny, that is more than twice the national target. And also I see 160 driving tests had to be cancelled in Tallaght this year because They were delayed completing the tests before close of business. Testers are asking the Road Safety Authority to increase the test times because learner drivers are getting delayed by traffic getting to the test centre at certain times. So they're getting stuck in traffic and then obviously you have to close up shop for the day. So people are getting refused their test in the Tallaght area and some are having difficulties filling out the paperwork where English is not their first language. More about that in the Irish Times. Elsewhere, here's an interesting one in the Mail. I don't know if you're like others who have to get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. Well, now you won't have to. I know that can be a pain, but that is going to be a thing of the past because we now have a self-driving toilet. So in the middle of the night, if you've a call of nature, with the press of a button or a simple voice command, the robot toilet wheels over to you and will then flush and clean itself afterwards. It's called Little Companion and you can buy it in China, where else, for €3,700. And basically what it does is it has a bidet which washes you and the bot even has a heavy-duty odour neutralising system. The toilet is operated via a remote control fitted with large buttons, presume that's for elderly people, or also you can use a voice command. And basically you can say that I want you to bring the toilet over to me and in the bed you can go to the bathroom there. As I say, it's the world's first self-driving toilet. And also, you won't be caught out if the Wi-Fi goes down because the voice recognition system works offline. Coffee tastes best on a Wednesday, according to The Sun. Researchers believe people enjoy it more on a Wednesday as they're just past the hump of the week and can look ahead to a weekend break. Mornings were also the optimal time for a coffee. Well, people can't have coffee later in the day because they stay awake all night with it. The study from the University of Oxford saw 3,000 people surveyed on different days between April 2024 and February 2025 in 11 countries. And Wednesday is the start of the countdown to the weekend. Now, we still have 3 days to go here. Like Wednesday morning, you have Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. But apparently your weekend starts on a Wednesday. So because of that, people start getting a bit giddy. They feel more positive about everything, including what they're drinking. And they enjoy their coffee most on a Wednesday. Final story comes from The Star. This sounds disgusting to me, but I know other people will love it. I don't know if you've heard, but Tato has its new crisp flavour out. Now, in the past we had, didn't we have cola flavoured Tato in the past? Well, now we have Mr. Tato candy floss flavoured crisps. I can't even say it, never mind think about eating it. And The Star reckons that it could be the biggest thing to happen to potatoes since the spice bag. Mr. Tato has now officially gone where no crisp has ever gone before. And we're tackling the famous cheese and onion flavour by taking inspiration from the Fun Fair and having candy floss sweetness with a sprinkle of savoury magic. The Star wants to know if you're brave enough to try it. Tato says this crazy new concoction comes straight from the Fun Fair of Mr. Tato's imagination. I imagine that'll be a limited edition. I don't see that staying on the shelves long.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.